the Department of Health and Human Services canceled a $168,000 contract to build an exhibit honoring Dr. Anthony Fauci at the National Institutes of Health. The contract was originally signed in October 2024 at the end of the Biden administration, but was put on the chopping block by the Department of Government Efficiency created by President Donald Trump. The funds for the Fauci exhibit would have paid for project management, design consultation, samples, and fabrication. Dr. Fauci spent 54 years at NIH and retired in December 2022. He was a controversial figure during the COVID-19 pandemic as he tried to guide the country's response. Many Republicans accused him of providing inconsistent guidelines for social distancing, masking, and vaccinations. He has been a target for oversight ever since. News about the canceled exhibit came in a larger DOGE announcement about 62 canceled contracts at HHS, totaling $182 million. It's unclear exactly how much money that will save the government, given that some payments on active contracts had already been made. According to the website DOGE Tracker, the group has saved American taxpayers $32.7 billion thus far, which is a little more than 1.5% of its $2 trillion goal. The department, led by Tesla CEO Elon Musk, is set to terminate automatically on July 4, 2026, so they have a little over 500 days left. Many of the cuts are related to diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that President Trump banned with an executive order. Recently, Musk teased a DOGE audit of the IRS. DOGE has also gutted USAID and put 2,200 of its employees on leave. However, a judge temporarily blocked some of DOGE's actions related to the Foreign Aid Agency Friday afternoon, February 7th.